you're carrying something in you. We call that essence, and for that, life is form. Then life is essence, and this biological machine is form. Do you remember all these arguments? Rumi said this is like chicken and egg. They bring each other out. Don't look for the first one. It's not first one or second one. It's always like that. And we are talking about you. You are someone who is becoming someone else. Who is doing these changes? You tell me. First, change itself. Do you remember the first rule of the universe? No, you never care about it. Although I repeated it so many times. What is the first rule of existence? Every single thing is unique. In every single moment, it cannot even remain the same. Change to something else. The basic rule of existence is constant change. Nothing remains the same. Now we know it. We know even this one. If you put it aside and in a cage after a couple of millennia, will not be this. Will be something else. This is how it goes. So there is no you. There is a process of you, which is down there, running on the ground. Your behavior, your doings is a part of that change. That change happens to you, means you get old, you like it or not. There are different choices. To become an old person who nags about everything, or an old person who appreciates a moment of being here. Not for the sake of that moment that you appreciate it or not. Because if this moment you appreciate it or not, yes, of course there is a difference. But the bigger difference is, by repeating each one of these, that's who you become. Because you are the outcome of your life. In every single moment, I am the outcome of my life to this moment. The next one, I'm building it. So, there are forms and essences that we'll use later on, but remember, always, we look at something as form when it looks like a tool to us to change the essence. Why? Oh, we heard a lot. He finished that lovely story of that little kid who was selling the sweet and all that, remember? We finished that big story. That big story was for one simple thing. Remember the message of that story. That listen, there is someone else in you who needs a little bit of help to grow up and jump out. That's your human part. The animal part is here by nature. You could do something about the other part. It needs a little bit of help. It doesn't mean that you have to create something. Just give the little guy a chance. The guy who sells the sweet. That guy, okay? He finished that story, he came to this one. During a lot of conversation, he talked about several different subjects. When he arrived to a point that finished that story, in a way finished the story of that guy who wanted to learn the spell of this stuff. Then he went to imagination, blah, 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 blah. Then he arrived to this. When he arrived to this, he talked about, first of all, whatever we say, we're not sure. We hope that they will correct us. Because when we talk, we just talk. We hope that this talking is carrying the feeling and emotion that it's in it. Because that one counts. Emotion is the real meaning of our life. Animal part apart. Then it's the human compassion, passion. That's in this. I hope you will notice that. And he arrived to somewhere to say that one, which is the object of love, is not the form, is the essence. Then he said, you who are in love with your intellect, deeming yourself superior to worshipper of form, you are worshipping the form. Then he said, look at you. You're looking around and you think that some people will get lucky and you're waiting to get lucky. Oh, but if this happens, if that happens, you cannot build a house. Forget about that iffy business. Do something. And that something cannot be done in rush. Remember, he brought a parable. Someone wanted a house. Somebody brought him somewhere and said, listen, this is a good place. If the door was good and the roof will be repaired and the windows will be closed, it will be a lovely place. He said, yes, but me and my family, we cannot live in that iffy building. You have to start from somewhere. What is that somewhere? He said, listen, that somewhere is not here, because this is the workshop. Remember? This is the workshop of creation. He said, the master is not in the workshop. He is outside of here. Since the workshop is the dwelling place of the worker, he that is outside is unaware of him. Come then into the workshop, that is to say non-existence, that you may see the work of the work and the worker together. Non-existence. Do you remember? We talked about non-existence. That exists. You cannot say non-existence doesn't exist. It exists. Because existence exists. And it's like that. Non-existence is beyond the existence. Existence is a happening. We see that it is a happening. It happens this moment, then it changes, and so on, and so on. So this is some happening. The source of this happening is out of the happening. We refer to that source. Why? Because we can. Because we are gifted with this. We could talk about non-existence and we could understand non-existence. You remember? You remember the story of Changre? Did I tell you Changre? And you understood what Changre is? You don't? Changre is a word created by Dr. Mohsen Hashroudi, one of my teachers in mathematics. It's a word created which has no meaning. It's just created for that. Okay? So Changre is a word with no meaning. Okay? Do you understand what non-Changre is? Suddenly Nanchaore has a meaning. That's how it works. Even Chabure with no meaning will give birth to Nanchaore. That's the mind. Will create some mafhum, some understanding. And if you wonder, you should go back to the story of the apple. Remember that? You forgot. Do you understand what the apple is?
I understand what, through my experience of an apple.
Okay, the apple you understood, what size is it? What color the skin is?
It's all different.
What's the taste of it? So altogether you know nothing about the apple, but you understand it. Because the apple you understand is not real. It's here. It's a meaning which will cover a lot of stuff. Even if you come to my house and on top of my fireplace is a big glass in the shape of apple. That's apple to you. Which has nothing to do with that fruit. It's a glass bubble. Even looking at the mountain, looks like an apple. Apple. That's what it is, which has no... This is what the mind is. This is what we have. Because we are the only one who understand non-existence. That's why I advise you to go and read at least that chapter of Hegel philosophy. He talks about... The chapter is about non-existence. Talks about non-existence that exists. Not only exists, everything is coming from there and going back there. Where else is going? Whatever is, was not here before. It's coming from non-existence. Only for one single moment, nanosecond, is here. Then it goes back to non-existence. So a trace of non-existence is in me, in my experience, because I went through so many non-existence from my existences that I changed to this. And this is temporary. If you could feel that, that this, this me, not the body, the life is different. What is the same? The breath is the same because it's not mine. It's in me, it's the source of all my creativities, and it's in everyone. That's the breath. So we look at it that way. That therefore, come into Adam means non-existence. Because in Adam, in non-existence, you will see everything. But the situation you're in for the moment, looking at your eyes, you're like Pharaoh. Remember the silly guy? The enemy was sitting down there in his house and he was killing all those little babies. But Moses was here and he couldn't see it. Neither could you. Which one of you could look to that child and recognize the breath in you? The breath which is here with one single message. Get rid of that tafaraun, that fellowship. You know what fellowship means in Arabic?